Despite U.S. pressures and sanctions, it's still business as usual for over 300 trade representatives, ministers, officials and activists from public and private sectors, who are taking part in the 15th edition of joint meeting of economic and trade cooperation between Iran and Russia. Speaking to Press TV, officials said many cooperation agreements were signed during the annual gathering in Tehran.
We signed several trade cooperation agreements between the provinces of Iran and Russia. 51 Russian provinces are now gearing up for full-fledged cooperation in various fields, including customs, agriculture, industry, energy, and mines. We signed joint investment agreements in banking and trade relations with a special focus on private sectors. We agreed to lift the remaining hurdles in the way of trade between the two private sectors.
The trade agreements were signed by 9 working groups and 3 specialized committees, with a large presence of public and private entities in industry, energy, transport, and ICT. Last year, the two sides signed 14 cooperation agreements in banking, nuclear energy, transportation, industry, trade, and customs.
Despite the agreements that were signed today, there is still a huge trade deficit between Iran and Russia. Even imports from Russia are not up to the mark. The biggest challenge has to be transport and banking issues. The two sides are trying to resolve these pressing issues during the 3-day conference. They have also agreed to drop tariffs, which is the right thing to do at a time both sides are under sanctions and pressure by the U.S.
Iran is joining the Eurasian Economic Union as well. The idea is to increase trade between the member states, as the two sides signed a 3-year provisional agreement last year. This is the first step in implementing free trade between Iran and the 5 members of the union, in a bid to lower or abolish duties. The agreement on a free trade zone will be finalized in 2022.
The 15th edition of Iran-Russia Commission meeting wraps up in the city of Isfahan. Aman Nodri, Press TV, Tehran.